Good morning. On this Easter morning, I'm going to share a reading with you that supports the talk today entitled God Talks to the Heart. It's written by Ernest Holmes, and it's from The Living in the Science of Mind, page 164 and 65. While we admire the intellect, we must realize that the intellect is not the creative factor in the universe. Rather, it is feeling that is creative. The real creative power of the mind is deeper than the intellect. It passes into the realm of feeling and acceptance. Yet it is the intellect, or the self-conscious faculties, that must speak the word in order that every obstruction may be cleared away. We could coin no better expression than to say that God speaks to the heart through a language of feeling, a feeling which must be affirmative. To all treatments, no matter how intellectually or analytically correct they may be, there must be added this deep feeling and conviction that enable one to commune with the invisible. It is an inward emotion of the mind which reaches out until it strikes some corresponding chord emanating from the universe itself. Perhaps this is the real and true meaning of communion, something beyond prayer as ordinarily thought of, something which cannot be described but can only be felt. And so it is. So you have an affirmation printed on your bulletin and printed on the ceiling. So it wouldn't be on their beautiful faces. Let us read it together this morning.